In the Gospel of today's Mass, the apostles are saddened by the coming departure of our blessed Lord, but he consoles them by saying that he will send another paraclete, that is, another advocate, an advocate before his Father, and that is the Holy Ghost. And what our Lord says is very important. He says, he will teach you all truth. And when we couple this with other things that our Lord said, such as, he who hears you hears me, and going therefore teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and they who do not believe shall be condemned. When we take all of these things together and look at the power that Christ is giving to the apostles by the gift of the Holy Ghost, we understand then exactly what the Catholic Church is. And we can say that the Catholic Church is the continuation of Christ on earth because it possesses the Holy Ghost. St. Augustine says, the Holy Ghost does in the whole church what the soul does in all the members of one body. And St. Thomas says, the Holy Ghost lives in the church and teaches it and sanctifies it. And in another place he says, by the Holy Ghost we are made one with Christ. And St. Irenaeus says, where there is the church, there is the Spirit of God. And where there is the Spirit of God, there is the church and all grace. And St. Augustine says, again, let us believe, brethren, that to the extent that someone loves the Church of Christ, to that same extent, he has the Holy Ghost. And so theologians say that the Holy Ghost is the soul of the Catholic Church. It is he who gives life to the body of its organization. Any organization has a body, just like a corporation. It is composed of human beings who are related one to another by certain laws and regulations. But a body remains a dead thing unless it has a soul in it, and it is the soul that gives it its life and its direction. And when that soul is the Holy Ghost, it gives that body, that human corporation, if we could call it that, a divine goal, a divine finality, and the divine means to achieve it. And that is the Catholic Church. So the body of the Church is its visible society of members and institutions. And the soul of the Church is its spiritual and supernatural part. That is its faith, its charity, its grace, and the divine power and authority to govern human beings. For the Church could not claim any of these things. It could not claim infallibility. It could not claim the power to sanctify men unless it had the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost. And this power is given to it by Christ in the Gospel. And just as the soul is the form of the body, it is the principle which makes the body human and not something else, not a monkey, not a squirrel, but human, so also the Holy Ghost makes the Church to be what it is. That is the true Church of Christ, the mystical body of Christ, the true sanctifier of men. And that's why St. Irenaeus says, where there is the Spirit of God, there is the Church. And for this reason, we listen to the Church, we obey the Church, and we are sanctified by the sacraments and teaching of the Church. Now, the error of Vatican II, and its most fundamental and principal error, is concerning the Church,
that the Catholic Church is not the one true church. And as I have explained to you in other places, what they do is make a distinction that was never made before. And that is that there is a difference between the institution of the Catholic Church and the Church of Christ. That those two things are not exactly the same thing. That the institution of the Catholic Church is a part of the Church of Christ, but it is not absolutely and exclusively identified with the Church of Christ. That the Spirit of God is in other churches too. And, as it says, the Spirit of Christ, referring to the Holy Ghost, has not refrained from using separated churches and communities, which means heretical sects and schismatical sects, as a means of salvation. And John Paul II, in his encyclical on catechism in 1980, said that the children must be taught that non-Catholic religions are means of salvation. Now, if they are means of salvation, it means that they have the Holy Ghost. For how could a purely human institution that is broken off from the Church of Christ be a means of salvation unless it has the power to sanctify men? But where does the power to sanctify men come from? It comes from the Holy Ghost. And so this distinction between the Church of Christ on the one hand and the Catholic Church on the other is a heretical distinction. It is a heresy. Because it is against our creed. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. It is contrary to the creed, the most basic and fundamental expression of our holy faith. And this is the reason why you see all of the heretical practice in the Novus Ordo, the kissing of the Koran and saying that a mass that has no consecration is a valid mass, the mass of heretics in the Eastern and Syria, that their mass is a valid mass even though it has no words of consecration, and other abominable things, the permitting of the fire worshippers to worship fire near the Basilica of St. Francis when they had their ecumenical meeting about 2 years ago. John Paul II permitting that and permitting Lutheran bishops to, in cope, in mitre and cope, to take part in Vespers in St. Peter's Basilica. These are but a few things that could be mentioned that are abominations to us. Because we believe in the true doctrine that the Catholic Church is exclusively the Church of Christ. But if you spread out the Holy Ghost to all of these other things and say somehow these things are means of salvation, then all of those abominations against the first commandment of God become natural and logical. For they are all means of salvation. And that's how you should understand the principal and fundamental error of the new religion is the alteration of the doctrine concerning the Catholic Church itself, the Catholic Church as the unique instrument of salvation of the Holy Ghost. And so we make an act of faith in the Holy Ghost, in the third person of the Blessed Trinity, who is the Spirit of Truth, the soul of the Holy Catholic Church, the unique church of the one Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.